Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk this morning about Rappahannock Adult Activities. They have a garden party coming up, plant sales coming up, and we're going to talk just about the good work that Rappahannock Adult Activities does. Kathy Valentine is back with us, and she's brought a couple of guests that we'll introduce you to in just a second. Kathy, you and I have been doing this at least 10 years. At least.
If not more.
And I think it's more.
I think it's more, too. Yes.
But welcome back.
Thank you.
This is something we've every year we talk about the plant sales. Things have kind of evolved to where it's changed a little bit over the years. But still, the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities has not changed. And you're a person who can really talk about this from multiple levels, but especially because they have really helped your family.
Yes, they have. Our daughter Andrea has been a participant at RAI since 1999 in the summer of and started and has been with them ever since. She has enjoyed her friends there. She has enjoyed the staff that has worked with her through the years. And most of all, she enjoys getting out in the community and visiting with the people that she meets out there during the day. So that's been a real plus for her life.
Well, you have really educated me over the years, because I don't know that I would have ever really understood what other than the plant sales that happened, but just what happens day to day and how important it is to families.
Yes.
And really, in some ways, how legislators and local officials, a lot of people don't understand the importance of Rappahannock Adult Activities.
That's very true. As a child, as they go through the school system, anyone with intellectual disabilities or any type of handicap that would cause them to not be able to go out and function in the world of total work, they need somewhere to go. Because obviously, I was out this morning and dropped a dog off at Dogtopia, and there are people lining up with their dogs, so they're not there. They're not in town. Yeah. They're off and about to work. And this is early in the morning. And then, the night goes on and they get back at 6 o'clock. Well, what do you do with an adult then that has a handicap, of some sort, a disability? You have to have something for them to do. It used to be that in earlier times, parents would hang on to their child. They would not put them out there in the world. And that has changed more and more. We still see every now and then someone that is hanging on to their child.
Yeah.
But you know what? As I'm now 69 years old, and I realize that I'm not going to be around forever. And that Andrea is not going to have her parents there to lead and guide her. And we're not always there to feed her and do things for her. So having a place for her to go for the daytime is something important, because that gives her a purpose in life that we can't do.
Well, to do that, Kathy, to what you're talking about, a lot of times, I guess, for families, you don't think of this kind of thing initially. You're mm-hmm. just getting through school, but then all of a sudden when school ends,
that's right.
Then what do you do?
Yeah. I have met people along the way over the past few years that, I'll talk to them. They have a child either with autism or they have a child with intellectual disabilities or some other disability, and they really have no understanding of what happens after school because they're so centered at that moment on the child in school. But there is a day coming, yeah. and it comes quickly, where they graduate. And they leave school. And when they leave school, you have to have that avenue for them to continue on in life. And that's up to the parents to help plan. And that's what we're here about. We're here because we provide that. RAI is an adult activity center. Well, That's it. We give them activities, and where they would not have that necessarily, just sitting at home.
Connie Spears is here. She's the chair of the horticulture committee with Rep Hennig Adult Activities. You were telling me beforehand, you were a teacher what, in city schools?
Yes, in Fredericksburg City Schools.
And so you saw, working with developmental disabilities and things like that. You probably saw parents that. Like Kathy mentioned, all of a sudden that day comes.
Yeah, that's true. In the city schools, we were fortunate in that we were able to provide a lot of community activities for the students. And like we went camping, we went swimming, we had a horticulture department there within the classroom. And, you know, there were many times when I thought, and every now and then a parent would say, where else are we going to have this? And I was so happy to learn eventually that we did have an adult support program during the day. And now I taught, you know, I taught for 30 years in the city schools. And now at RAAI, many of the students who I taught are there.
Yeah.
So many of them are. And I keep up with the families that way. And it's just been, it's been a godsend for those families who don't have other resources and who did not want their child sitting on the front porch watching the cars go by, which was always, you know, one of the things that I was most worried about, is that there wouldn't be other activities and socialization and part of the community. So it's wonderful. I love it there.
And the fact that you've stayed involved, you retired from teaching and then kind of transitioned over to this.
Hooked right back in.
You just never stopped.
Couldn't stop. Couldn't say no. You know, it's just so wonderful to stay involved with the families and to see so many of the students and to walk through and for them to, you know, come up and you know, give me a hug and to see the parents. You know, it's been wonderful for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no place I'd rather be than be at that plant sale.
Alexis Fox is here. She is the horticulture. Guess you're running it.
The specialist.
Yes. So, and we're going to get into, there's a garden party coming up, there's plant sale. There is a lot to this, though, because you don't just roll out the plants and they're all of a sudden, shazam, they're there.
Absolutely not. It takes a lot of work. The individuals who attend our program are the best, and they help with everything. Putting labels on the pots is a big job. Everybody wants to help with that. Painting and filling the cups with soil and pushing the seed down. And then we even have activities for the people who can't physically do that, where we assist them and have them smelling different herbs and helping them. And the greenhouse is just a quiet place for them to come relax when they need to, too, because life is overwhelming, and it is a great respite to hang out and look at the plants and
feel the dirt.
They do. They seem, when I've been there before and seen them helping, they're just happy. It's just it is a happy place.
I work at the best place with the best people. We have a great time.
What's your background with plants? Because to do what you do, you have to really like plants.
So I'm a farm girl from Iowa.
Oh, okay.
My dad has a farm on the Northern Neck, and I do some volunteer work that's outdoors related, and all sorts of. I grow my gardens, and it's fun.
So you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I have a grandmother who's a horticulturalist, an aunt. So
interesting, because it goes right back into the family.
Yeah. I didn't actually think that's what I would do, but it's
here you are.
The
garden party that we'll talk about in a little bit, that is on the 25th. The plant sales are April 26th through May 11th, and these plants are really, really something. We'll get into all that and continue on this morning. Kathy Valentine is here. Alexis Fox is here. Connie Spears here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Alexis Fox is here. Connie Spears is here. Kathy Valentine here from the Rappahannock Adult Activities. We're going to talk about the garden party and the plant sales that are so important to the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities, and we'll do that as we go along this morning. Kathy Valentine, are you on the board anymore? Because you've been
yes,
on the board. Okay.
I am. Oldest board member on there. No. I've been on forever.
This is something, as we talked about, that you're passionate about because you
yes,
live it. You live it
yeah,
every day.
Yes.
And I know one of the things you always talk about is just the fact that as great as the programs are, there still are needs that just aren't being met. It's so limited still, and
yes,
it's just unfortunate that as far as the funding goes, doesn't meet all the needs in this area.
That's absolutely true. We find that over the past 5 years, the Medicaid waiver is what funds basically each individual that has intellectual disabilities, and you have to apply for it, and once you receive it, you have the opportunities then open up as to how you can go about living the rest of your life. RAAI is funded by the Medicaid waiver. And so that gives us freedom to do certain things, but it certainly does put restrictions still mm-hmm, on what we can and can't do. We find that the Medicaid waiver over the past 5 years changing the direction said everyone needs to be in the community at all times.
Boy, and that was a big change.
That was huge. We have people at RAAI that we service that cannot necessarily be in the community for 3 to 4 hours at a time. They have physical limitations
yeah,
that are severe, and to get them out isn't just let's roll them in the vehicle with one person and take them with three others and go out in the community. It just doesn't work that way. You have to have so many people assisting
yeah,
the person that has these disabilities. So it has really put a crimp on how we go about things, and we have to be very careful about how we do so that we can bill appropriately and be paid appropriately for what the activities that we have.
I remember when that happened, and you all were really concerned with how things would be. I guess
yeah,
you've been able to navigate it so far.
A bit. We still are concerned. I don't think there's a program out there that isn't concerned.
Yeah.
And a lot of the day supports in the Commonwealth have closed in smaller communities. Fortunately, in Fredericksburg, we have a draw from the whole planning district. And so we're a larger community in that sense, and we have more people that we can draw from, which gives more income.
The RAAI is at 750 Kings Highway, if you just over the Chatham Bridge, and it's just a couple miles down. And that's where you'll go to the garden party and do the plant sales coming up soon. Now, when your daughter's involved or in people that are involved, talk about just some of the programs that they do during the days.
Oh, during the day, they're out and about. You'll find them at Target. You'll find them at Wegmans. I'm trying to think of all the places they go. You'll find them in the parks. You'll find them. They even go down. She's in the Spotsylvania Center, so they go down to Lake Anna.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Lake of the Woods. They, you know, they go out and have picnics. They
they have exercise classes at the YMCA.
YMCA. Huh. They participate with other organizations. They will help to stuff envelopes. They still do that yeah, at times. They do different activities like that that help the community. So they're not just sitting there looking at each other.
Yeah.
You know, that would not be what our purpose is, and that is not what our purpose is. So we do try and keep them active.
And also when we have our mum sale and our poinsettia sale, we also have individuals from RAAI in the community selling mums in downtown at the farmers market, and we've sold various plants, and so that's an opportunity also for them to be in the community, and they have friends in the community who look for us regularly at the YMCA. So we are out and about.
I have seen them at like you say, so you know the mum sale and just out at the offices there, especially getting ready for the spring plant sale, and most of them, I mean, it's so many of us, you don't feel like you know how, you know, you'd like to approach them and say something and you don't know, but it really is easy. And they're just,
it is easy.
I have learned so much. And it was Kathy in talking about these shows about when you see these groups out, don't shy away.
Oh, please don't shy away. Just, it's just like speaking, you know, with your neighbor next door. How's your day going?
Yeah.
That's a great sweater you've got on. Are you chilly out here? Where are you going to eat lunch today? Just regular conversation, and you'll learn a lot, and you'll change your attitude about approaching anyone, you know, who you wonder whether or not they're going to have a nice conversation with. But You talk with our guys, and we're always happy to talk back with you and share our lives.
They just seem so happy that you take the time to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've had some of the funniest conversations that I've ever had anywhere, and some of the most honest conversations.
Yes, I was
just hanging out with my bunch.
I was going to say sometimes it's very honest.
Yes, it is very honest. I like it. It's always brightened my day. Always. When I was teaching, it was the same way. You know, there was never a day when I dreaded going in to teach. Hmm. And I'm not sure all teachers can say that.
No,
my special population just kept me happy.
I was just going to say that. Most teachers don't. And for you to be able to say that.
I mean it.
And you've shown it from going from teaching to continuing on. That it is, when you talk about the passion that you all have, you do.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
These guys know more people in town than we do. And
that's true.
And, you know, I'm often out with Andrea. She doesn't live with us, but I'm out with her on the weekends or whatever, whenever. And in the past year and a half, she was with us because she has contracted colon cancer.
Yeah.
And so she would say, "There's so-and-so." And I'd say, "Who is that?" She'd say, "He's my friend."
Yeah.
You know, and I'd say, "Oh, okay." And it just is a matter of they really know more people than we do.
Yep.
They, you know, if you engage with them, they will engage with you. Now, not everybody is vocal. And I'll say first right out there, not everybody that we serve is able to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But they certainly will with their expressions. I go in and talk to the guys that can't verbally speak to me, but they speak to me. I ask them how they're doing, and the face lights up, you know, and I'll talk to them, and they agree, they disagree, you know. It's just in their verbal is not there, but their expressions tell all. So they have more friends than probably I do by far.
Oh, you've got a lot of friends.
Oh, I know that.
You've got a lot of friends. Come on.
But they really do have, you know, they have more people that they bump into around town than I will ever know. So it's really a heartwarming for our parents to see that.
Well, we've talked before. You even alluded to it even earlier in this show, Kathy, just about how where you and your family would be without a program. It just would have changed everything.
Yes, our middle child daughter is living in Denver and plans to stay there.
Yeah.
She has no plans of coming back here. If I told her she had to come back here, she'd probably hit me over the head. So she's not available. Our son is not available to really help. So what would we do?
Yeah.
We're not young chickens, and so we're running around trying to take care of someone. You know, it just is not a life for her. It would not be a life for us.
Yeah.
It would be very frustrating, as much as you love them.
Right, yeah, no, but these are really real-life conversations, real-life decisions that the parents like you have to make.
Yes, and that is true. That's a point. You know, you are the parent, but you are also the legal guardian for the most part, you know. And so your decisions are the ones that count, and you're paving their future. So how would you like your future to be? And how would you like your child's future to be? As an adult, you don't want them sitting in a chair somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to have a life. And that is an important decision you have to make, not when they're 21. You have to make that decision when they're much younger. And then you have to find the ways. You have to go out and knock on doors, ask people, where do I go to find the resources? And if anybody has a child out there, no matter what age they are, and they are looking at this situation, they need to contact this resources in the area to find out what they need to do for the future. You know, today you're busy, yes, but tomorrow, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Because at past 21, you really have got some decisions that needed to be made earlier so that they can go on and grow as an adult.
Who would a person go to? What would be a good first step or a good first person to talk to?
I can think of RAACSB making a phone call, an inquiry into there.
Just the community services.
Yes, they need to get a support coordinator involved. And so to do that, they need to contact RAACSB. You know, if they have other disabilities, even with intellectual, there's the Disability Resource Center is available. Those are two places that would lead them. And Disability Resources would tell them to call RAACSB to get a support coordinator. So, you know.
And don't wait.
You know, I can say this. We had to make a move into Virginia from Colorado, and we thought everything was fine and dandy in Colorado. And we got here, you know, I realized that, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? And so they kind of, at that time, the schools were more involved in telling parents and showing parents things. And that isn't necessarily the case anymore. So it's up to the parent to reach out. And you have to do it. There is no other way to go about it, especially when you're looking at trying to get your waiver in place, your Medicaid waiver for your child. You can't do that without a support coordinator.
And well, Blake Connie, I would think that Kathy's probably the exception of someone who plans ahead. A lot of us just put things off. And in this case, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's true. And as parents, you know, they're so busy, you know, like, at IEP meetings and extra support programs in the schools, you know, they're overwhelmed. And then, you know, once the students are in high school, you know, they have to suddenly start making decisions on where they're going to be after high school, after graduation. And it's a huge job to be a parent of a child with an intellectual and physical disability. So I think the community who can support them in any way, you know, really needs to keep, step up and stay involved.
Connie Spears is here. Alexis Fox is here. Kathy Valentine here for the Rappahannock Adult Activities. The garden party is on the 25th. Plant sales start on April 26th through May 11th. And we will talk about that, too, as we go along. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Good work of Rappahannock Adult Activities. Our focus there at 750 Kings High. We will talk about getting there in a second because you're going to want to know how to do that for the garden party and the plant sales. Kathy Valentine, Connie Spears, and Alexis Fox here. Kathy, we were just talking about during the break, and you were talking just about the support coordinator, I guess. And the support coordinator comes with the waiver. You have to get a waiver.
Yes.
And then depending on if you have a full waiver or a partial waiver, the support coordinator helps you navigate through some things? Is that
yes,
what they do?
Yes, that's true. Andrea was diagnosed with colon cancer in October of 2017, and it was stage four. It is stage four. And so she had surgery. She's been, and immediately the next morning, the support coordinator was with us in the hospital. And along with her was the other teams with residential, because Andrea does live in a residential, not with us. But we had to drop the residential for the time period. We had to drop day support for the time period because she was going to be undergoing tests and chemotherapy and the like. We didn't know at that time what the outcome would be for that immediate session, but the support coordinator was new to this, had never done anything like this before in dealing with the medical side and in the severity. So she has been with us 100%. Every time we have a phone call and we get an answer, we get email back from a, you know, if we send an email, we get an email back. And she finds out what is available and what we can do and not do. It's a fine thing to work with Medicare and Medicaid. It takes a lot of information to get through it. And she was right there with the information when we needed it, and still is, as Andrea has now, it's reoccurred. So we've got another round to go. Andrea is doing well at this point, according to her, and has a smile on her face. Everything's moving along in her life. She thinks everything's fine and looks forward to hiking in Colorado very shortly. So, you know, Elizabeth is our support coordinator. She's right there helping us get through that period, make sure that we can get things done that Andrea needs and wants to do.
You talked a little bit earlier about coming from Colorado. I guess the other thing that parents have to consider is not all states are created equal on how they deal with this.
No, they aren't. Matter of fact, most of them aren't. I can't think of any. Basically, once you receive the waiver in this, whatever state you're in, so in the Commonwealth, if you have a child that is getting a waiver, the Medicaid waiver, then you and Medicare is on board already, but the Medicaid waiver is the one you're trying to receive. And if you get that and you're in the state that you're living in, you cannot transfer that necessarily at all to another state. So as you come to retirement age, you need to figure out what you're going to be doing, because if your child has got that waiver in this state, they can't just move to wherever you're going to be moving. We had kind of hope maybe we could get back to Colorado, but as the time goes on, for various reasons, but that is one. We can't get it moved or transferred into Colorado. Colorado, right now, I have talked to the support coordinators in Colorado, and they just kind of go, I don't even like to talk to people from out of state because we just cannot get anybody in here. Wow. So, and it's that way in a lot of areas. Now, there may be a few states you could possibly get through, but it just doesn't happen. It just is not like a magical wand that comes down and says, this is all available to you. So, you know, that's important, especially for people that are in the military. As they think of retiring here and they have a child with an intellectual disability and they have a Medicaid waiver, they will not necessarily be able to retire anywhere else and take their child to that state.
Wow.
So
you have good information always, Kathy.
Something to be aware of.
Kathy Valentine here, Connie Spears here, Alexis Fox is here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap this up and continue to talk about the garden party and the plant sales. On News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning, the garden party and the plant sales coming up. And Alexis Fox is here. She's the horticultural specialist. And Connie Spears is the chairman of the horticulture committee. Connie, how does one become the chairman of the horticulture committee? I mean, I guess you've got nice plants around your house. And you and Alexis are like, you've got the plants around your house, I guess, this year and in any year.
Yeah, well, this year my own house has not quite kept up with the advancements of the greenhouses at RAAI. So I'm not exactly sure how I became the horticultural specialist. I think I was new to the board, and someone had dropped me off and said, wow, you've got plants around your house.
There you go.
Why don't you become the horticulture chairperson? And I thought, well, sure, I can do that. I like plants. I didn't realize it was going to entail keeping three greenhouses happy. And there's a lot of work to those greenhouses. And Alexa has stepped in this year and done an excellent job. And I think she'd like to share some of that with you.
Talk about what's going to be available. Because as I said, I mean, these plants are always just spectacular.
Yep. So out at our Caroline site, we were growing geraniums and some coleus. We have some coleus out there. We did some of our herbs, our lavender, our cilantros there. In the big greenhouse, that's where we planted our annual flowers. So we have, a variety, the petunias and the impatiens and the marigolds, which are my personal favorite because mosquitoes do not like them. And then we have the vegetables, all of the peppers, the tomatoes, the cucumbers, the squash. We've got a lot growing. And new this year, we added succulents, which has been really fun for the individuals and I to play with something a little different. For those of you who are not plant people, they are hard to kill. They will survive.
Okay.
Check those out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that you wanted. The plant sale goes till May 11th, but
absolutely,
a lot of the good stuff doesn't last till May 11th.
It does not. No, no.
So check that out. Now, this all starts, I mean, you've been preparing for this for a long time. And yeah. I guess just the timing, because everything blooms differently.
It absolutely does. So we start preparing as early as possible. So by Christmas, as soon as we're finishing the poinsettias, we're talking about what we're going to plant next year. That's when we put in our seed orders and start getting it together. And the guys take all winter and we start moving.
Start labeling the pots.
Yeah.
Start putting the soil in the pots.
Yeah. Yep.
The couple things you were telling me about recycling, that you are recycling and that we can help you out.
Absolutely. So one of the things that the guys, they've been recycling for years. It's they go to businesses, they pick up other people's recycling, they drop it off. So new this year, we've always had cardboard pallets donated. So if you buy lots of plants, we can put them in the cardboard pallet box and help you to your car with them. We're not getting those donations anymore. So we went out in the community, which gave us a great opportunity mm-hmm. to talk once again with people who we might not have the opportunity to talk with. And we went out to the food bank and we're just getting those little pallets that food, like your cans come in. And so that's what we'll have for you at the plant sale this year to take them home in. And then we love recycling. So if you don't use your pots at home after you buy them from
yeah.
us and you were going to throw them away,
bring them back.
Bring them back. We'll find a use for them. And the guys enjoy that.
The talk to me about ladybugs.
Oh, so we had a ladybug release party.
A ladybug release party.
Yeah, we had a ladybug release party. It was fun. We decided not to spray pesticides on the stuff in the greenhouse this year.
Okay.
So we ordered ladybugs, and we had a big ladybug party, and ladybugs will eat aphids or anything, so we did it as a preventative measure.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, who doesn't want fun ladybugs
sure.
around? And then we got praying mantis egg cases and put those in the greenhouse, and they have hatched recently, so now we have praying mantises that we're boxing because they eat anything else that might come in. And it's just a great way for the guys to see how our ecosystem works, and you know, it's like we have 300 little praying mantis pets. It's great.
So you just let them go. You just let
them
go.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they go where they're going to go.
They go where they're going to go. They eat what they're going to eat. They're healthy to have. So we're enjoying it. We're having a good time checking the bugs out.
So you're really part teacher.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have a number of hats that you do with this.
Mm-hmm, I sure do. Yeah.
So there are a couple of big things here. The garden party is on the 25th, and
yep.
that's where you can get you're helping the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities, but you also get the first dibs on all the plants.
Absolutely. So the garden party is the 25th, and there is music this year. Karen Jonas and Tim Bray are going to play, which we're very excited about. That's new. We have food, and Spencer Devin comes out. There's wine from Kai Becca, and it's the first time the plants are out and all around for the public to purchase.
Yeah.
And it's our big fundraiser for the year, so we're excited about it. We sure hope everybody wants to come out and party with us.
Well, and I know this has been done for a couple of years, and Connie, this has been pretty the garden party has been – I've seen pictures of it, and people dress up and have just a great time.
Oh, it really is a party. We have, you know, just picture the all of the flowers out there. It almost looks like a wedding. There's flowers out there and the white lights are hanging. And I also wanted to mention this year that it's being catered by Micah, you know, which is, an ecumenical, like, table downtown.
And that food, the food they have there is terrific.
The food is terrific. And, you know, it's another way that we can support a community that supports us.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing better than the night of the garden party. And I'm sure you'll mention, you know, that the tickets are available online.
I was going to ask you, what's the best way to get tickets?
Yeah, you can get tickets online, or we, you know, all of the board members have them for sale. The tickets are $35 a piece, and that, of course, is drinks and dinner, and first dibs on the sale. So, and that's on the 25th. So, we would love for you to come out and join us.
Tickets are available on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. No, and it's a great deal, and in just the work of REAI, and as Kathy talked about it earlier, just what it means to families. This really is a deal, and you're really helping a great cause.
Absolutely. The individuals who participate in our program, they look forward to helping with the plant sale, and it provides a sense of empowerment for them. They like doing the good job. They like that sense of purpose. They enjoy our plants and the different things we do with them after the sale, and it's a great cause, and we have a great time.
And then the next day, I mean, people start lining up. I've come there on the first day, and there's people are just swarming to get plants.
The first day tends to be the biggest sale day.
Yeah.
And because we have the three greenhouses, there's limited space as to how much we can grow.
Yeah.
So the people in the know, they come early.
Well, we used to open on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Saturdays were so swarm. If you've been there, parking and you know, it was just so many people that we decided we'd open a day early. So that's why we're opening on the 26th instead of the 27th. So if you come the 26th, you know, when everyone else is working, just pull up there. And there's parking in that field just before the entrance into RAAI. So that field will be mowed, and you will see our plant sale signs along the highway. And it's a wonderful reminder. This is a place to be.
You'll make that turn, if you're coming from the city and going over the Chatham Bridge, you've got the construction that you'll go through, and just pass there on the right hand side.
Well, not over the Chatham Bridge. You just come, you know, right straight out Route 3.
Yeah, you come to Route 3. Yes. And again, tickets are $35.
Yeah.
And Mike is providing the food. Karen Jonas is providing the entertainment.
Yeah.
And Eventbrite has the tickets. Or just go to Rappahannock Adult Activities, and both on the Facebook page and the website have information.
That's right.
Information too. I can't imagine, Alexis, how many hours you've spent in recent months, especially the last few months, getting everything ready.
Yeah. It's very time consuming, and with the individuals, it takes us longer than it would at another greenhouse, because it might take somebody 5 minutes to put a label on a pot, but they love doing it, so
yeah,
we give them the opportunity to do it. So it takes us longer to get things together than it might other people, but we're happy to do it, and we're ready for a plant sale.
It's so fun to come and see them working along, and just the joy that they get from either helping you plant, or just even when it gets to the sale, taking them out to cars and things like that.
It's
fun, you know, and there's a lot of time for interaction, you know, with the community. So, you know, it's just being out there getting ready, is you can just feel the energy. So it's an exciting time, and Alexis has done a wonderful job. She is, I never pull in that she's not already there.
I was just going to say, I mean, I just know that just trying to keep track of everything and have it all bloom at the same time really takes some juggling.
And some good sunlight and not good sunlight when you don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wind.
Those greenhouses, so they're big. It's fascinating being in those greenhouses, because they're big,
and full.
But there's just, you've got to control everything.
That's the hard part. And the guys help. We water and cross our fingers, and we talk happy. We sing happy songs. We have happy plants. So.
And you mentioned the Caroline greenhouse. How often do you go? I guess you probably have to go there quite a bit.
Yes, I do. And the guys who attend the day support in Caroline are great to help water and to want to be involved out there. So that's very helpful. And then we have groups from here who sometimes go out to Caroline just to water and to check out that part of our community that they don't get to see as often. So
yeah.
So it's helps us travel around. And
boy, and you're really able to teach them a lot. Just a few of the things that you've mentioned today, letting the ladybugs go and all like that kind of stuff. And just teaching them about the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. They're learning a lot. They're not just sitting around.
No, absolutely not. We don't sit around often. We learn a lot. They use the plants in different things too. So to cook with the kitchen or to make different crafts, we try to make it full circle so that even after our plant sale, the people who attend our program mm-hmm. kind of see how it does fit into the community, where their plants go and the other uses for them. And we keep some of the stuff and have vegetable gardens. And
also after the plant sale, if we have plants, especially vegetables left over, we donate those to the community gardens and to like the table at St. George's Church so that people can plant their own. So there's no plant that doesn't find a home, either in the community or in someone's home after that plant sale.
Well, the plant sale is, the plants here are second to none. I mean, I remember a few years ago buying some mums and just how they withstood everything and were just colorful longer than anyone else's. And so these are, like I said, the $35 ticket is just really a bargain, and you really are helping the community.
It is. Yep. It is. It's a total community support program.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite plant or vegetable that you like growing?
I like to grow green beans.
Okay.
I like pole beans that pull up, so it's one of my favorite to look at. And then the flowers, I enjoy plants that are multi-purpose.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that guys and I talk about. So I like the lavender, the marigold, things that I can put around my home to prevent mosquitoes from coming in or ants.
Again, the garden party is the 25th, and the plant sales start on the 26th. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us.
Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.